972-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Daniel, I love his nature, his character, because, see, Daniel had favor. See, when you walk upright, you're going to have favor. You're going to have people that don't like you, but you're going to have favor. So what if people don't like you and God is favoring you? He'll make your enemies your footstool. Because, see, they won't rightfully be able to hate you. It's something in their heart. It's something wrong with them. And what they're hating is not necessarily you, but it's Christ in you. They got a real problem then. Huh? See, the world will love its own. See, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So that's why the world can't get along with you so good. They're afraid of you. They're insecure around you. They don't like you. They think you the problem, when really you carry the solutions. So Daniel, it says in chapter 2, verse 16, then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Tell somebody, it's good to have favor. Daniel went into the king himself. Now, the decree had gone out already. Chop every one of the heads off. But Daniel went in and desired that he might have time, and the king granted him time. It's good to walk upright. I said, it's good to walk upright when nobody can put a finger on you. Because God's going to see to it that you are favored when you need it the most. Verse 19 says, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. God revealed it to Daniel through the giftings that he'd given to him. He revealed to Daniel what he was doing. What the dream was. And Daniel was able to interpret the dream accurately. Now remember, he had come into the realm that was governed by the magicians and the astrologers. See, that's the problem. People don't, when you're moving in the spirit, everybody ain't gonna like it. You're gonna have friends and you have enemies. You have people that move with you and the people that try to move against you. But no weapon formed against you is gonna be able to prosper. Come on, I said, no weapon is going to be able to prosper if you keep your heart pure and you keep moving in the spirit. God will take care of all of that. Daniel was rising up above these astrologers, and I mean making a show of them until they got green with envy and hatred toward Daniel. They had no clue of what the king had dreamed, but Daniel was able to tell them what he dreamed and interpret it too, and it caused promotion. Daniel chapter 2, starting at verse number 46. After Daniel interpreted the dream and told the king all about the dream, look at what the king did. In verse 46, then the king, Nebuchadnezzar, fell upon his face and worshiped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king that he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Tell somebody, promotion is inevitable. When you walk upright, God promotes. God will strategically position you in your domain. In the domain that you are called to. You don't have to, you know, you have to struggle and jockey for position. Daniel didn't. He just walked upright. He faced challenges head on. He refused to compromise. And as he stood, God stood with him. And see, when God stands with you, you're not just going to stand there. You're going to move. Huh? Higher and higher. Can you stand to be blessed? Come on, I said, can you stand to be blessed? Do you realize where God has taken you? It may have been a long time coming, but I'm here to tell you it's a season of travel now. It's a time where you're coming into a time where you're going to move from one glory to another glory, from one measure of faith to another measure of faith, from one level of increase to another level of increase. Hello, are you ready? Can you stand to be blessed? Keep your heart pure. Don't allow double-mindedness and wavering. It's hard to hit a moving target. Especially when it knows how to duck, dodge bullets. Arrows and fiery darts. Keep your shield of faith up. Don't let anything enter your heart that's not of God. Coming from people, words that people speak, looks that people give, things that people do. Let them do it. They got a problem. And I don't want none of their problems. Keep your heart pure. Keep your mind sound. Because the king worshiped Daniel, when there was, it was time to worship the golden image that he built, Daniel didn't have to. That's why we don't see Daniel. You know, the Hebrew boys were not worshiping it either. But they were spotted. Daniel was there in the kingdom. He wasn't off on some journey somewhere. He was right there, but he was a cut above. Amen. Because the king had offered oblations unto him. Amen. And actually worshiped him. Amen. Amen. Daniel didn't bow, but Daniel didn't have to go into the furnace either. Just the three. See, I tell you, there's favor that awaits you that you never thought could be. Or your eyes haven't seen it. It hadn't entered your ears. It hadn't entered your heart. It's being revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Do you know what God wants to do to you, who he loves and values? God is not the angry God that the devil tried to make us think that God is sometimes. God is not he's not angry with us. He's the God of love. He values us. He cares about us more than anything. We are the apple of God's eye. It's beneficial to God that you prosper, that you make it, that you overcome. Huh? Just like your children, when your children do well, you know, when they get through difficulties and they come out and they come out stronger and wiser, how does that warm your heart? How does that ease your mind? Well, God, we are representing him here. We are his salt in this earth, this light in this world. And so Daniel requested, and he brought Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When you get promoted, don't forget about your homies. You know, I'll use homies. Don't forget about them that went through the struggle with you. Those that were faithful with you when you were down and out and broke, busted and disgusted. Now you made it and now you forget about everybody. No, he said he requested. There he goes again, requesting. He purposed. No, they came in with me. They were proven with me. They could have been killed just like I would have been killed. But they stood with me. They prayed with me. They fasted with me. For me to get the revelation here. So I request that you promote them as well. You don't promote them, forget about it, King. I don't want it either. But he promoted all of them, brought his whole entourage. Amen? That's a spiritual principle. When one is blessed, everybody can be blessed. Tell somebody, nobody gonna be left behind. Come on, we stay in our lane, we stay faithful to God and stay connected and committed to one another, we all go up. Everybody's household blessed. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Amen. Nothing out of order. God's going to bless everybody. It's going to be just a wave that goes over the church, over our city, over the businesses, over our bodies, over our children, over our grandchildren. Amen. That's God's plan. He's a great big God. He had the king bow to Daniel. Worship. He worshiped Daniel. Daniel gave the glory to God. Promotion. I'm going to stop there. You write our next one down, which is persecution. Because promotion oftentimes carries along with it a price tag of persecution. But tell somebody, don't be afraid of that word. You are wired for that. That persecution that you will experience is only going to fire you up. It's only going to bring out the best in you. It's going to cause the lion to begin to roar in you. It's going to push you to a higher level. It's not going to destroy you. God ain't going to let it destroy you. The devil may mean it for evil. God means it for good. God has a plan. God has a purpose. And if it's not God sent, it'll be God used. Amen? So persecution. Daniel got promoted and all the cronies that were in that realm. You say, who is this Hebrew? Let's find something on him. But see, unlike some of us, they couldn't find anything concerning Daniel's work. He wasn't punching out early. He wasn't giving out secret favors. He wasn't cheating. They couldn't find any. So they said, you know what? Let's get something on him concerning his God. Because if I tell him, big mistake. God will have your enemy make a big mistake every time. You go to talking about your God. When they do, just tell them, no, mess with me. Don't mess with him. Please don't mess with him. Don't mess with him. Amen? Purpose. Pureness of heart. Be proven and you find favor. Next, you're put in a position. And that position will cause promotion, which will be paralleled with a measure of persecution.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.